specifically the economic development business and remained vacant. I mean, it was almost 4 years, and they tried to recruit several people. One of the things that had been discussed all along was, are we paying the right amount, right? And, kind of looking around to what other communities do. So fortunately, it worked out in that with Amber, we were able to make it attractive enough by combining the two positions to get the salary in range with, kind of where she was in the market. That's one thing when you're competing with, the private sector, sometimes the public sector can't. So, in that particular case, it was one that by, combining the two positions, we were able to get the salary attractive enough to lure her back and into the position. With regards to the water treatment plant, there's a specific license you have to have. Very few people have that. And so with Joe, our new water treatment plant supervisor, he had that already, had 25 years of experience. Lived somewhat in the area. We had to kind of go a little bit above our approved salary ordinance to make that happen. But again, that was a situation of, we had a candidate that had the credentials that very few people had.